Welcome back to the Fit Dad Club podcast. My name is Travis Jones and I'm here with Jason Barrett for another episode to help you kick or help kick you in the ass and get you in shape and help you become the healthiest, fittest version of you so you can be the best version of yourself for your family, for your kids and for everyone around you. I think that's the biggest reason that we want to be fit and healthy because we want to be the best version of ourselves for our family at the end of the day. We want to be a great role model for our kids. We want to have great energy and maybe a great sex life with our partner or potential partners in the future if you're currently single. And we just want to have an abundance of energy, not for just now, but the future when we do have grandkids. We don't want to all of a sudden go, oh shit, I'm 30 kilos overweight and I can't get on the ground and I can never play with my grandkids and I have to sit in the chair. And some of you may be sitting in the chair right now looking at your current kids and not have the energy or the mobility or the strength or fitness to be able to play with them. So at the end of the day, it's all about being the best version of yourself and reaching your potential so you can be the best version of yourself for everyone else. And today we want to talk about just that little bit of motivation. And it's going to be a little bit of motivation today. I think, you know, we're coming into winter over the next month or so. You know, for me, at Tasmania, it was 3 degrees this morning. I feel like I'm already in fucking winter. So it is what it is. Anyway, how are you doing today, Jace?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I last couple of days, it went from needing shorts and a shirt to go out for a walk at Emmy's been getting up at 20 to 5 most mornings, which has been fun. Not fun, but fun. And the last couple of mornings, I've actually needed to put on a jumper and trackies. So it's like, it's kind of hit that temperature pivot for us as well, where the morning has started to get colder. Thankfully, it's still sunny and bright during the day, but Trav's right. It is getting to that point where the weather's starting to flip. We're not getting those warm days anymore. Like ideally, we've got a little stretch of weather where you don't have to fucking, you know, carry 5 liters of water with you to go outside for, you know, most of us mainlanders and make sure we survive like the deserts of June. But we've got to make sure that your lifestyle is in place because winter is when, and the colder weather is when most people tend to drop off. Oh, it's rainy. I'm obviously, you know, I'm not going to go for a run in the freezing rain. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. It's easy to stay inside and get cozy and eat cozy food. It's typically a lot easier for people to overeat during winter as well, because that's when you've got less to do. A lot of more fattier foods and higher calorie foods tend to be warm and comforting and cozy. Like no one wants to have a big bowl of stew with a bread roll in the middle of with big fatty chunks of chuck in the middle of summer, right? Yeah, you might have barbecues, that's about it. But you've just got to really, over the next couple of months, focus on making this a habit, making this a lifestyle, and doing the shit that you need to do to get the job done. And for me, that starts with having an idea of, well, where do I actually want to end up? And have those mini goals set and have those phases in mind set. Like maybe you want to get to the point where you are shredded by winter and then you want to do a little bit of a bulk and you want to make sure that you're in a massing phase, right? We've done podcasts on that. But the biggest thing for me is having a plan and having some goals set, having some idea of where the fuck do you actually want to be by the end of the year, and therefore you have a measuring stick to go, hey, I'm on track or I'm off track, and it's black and white. You're either on the path to get there or you're not. And if you're not, how bad do you fucking want it?
Mate, I completely agree. And I think, like, I did an Instagram post about this yesterday, just about the motivation side of things. You know, when you're a kid, like all of us, you know, what did you want to be when you grew up, Jace? When you were like a young kid?
When I was a little kid, fucking a dino rider, to be honest. I think, I don't know, I think I tried to talk myself into wanting to be like a courtroom lawyer when I was like really young. But that was more so because older members of my family were like, oh, we've got a doctor somewhere in the family. You should be a lawyer. I was like, well, I like to argue. So, I mean, it's basically what it is. But yeah, I didn't have a super clear vision, but that was probably one of the things I said.
Yeah, well, like I look at Jax, right? Jackson wants to play professional soccer.
I wasn't good enough for that.
I think whether you're good enough or not, I think you have these weird aspirations. Oh, yeah. And I think, Finn told me the other day he wants to be a fireman. And I know when I was a kid, I wanted to be a fireman. And like that was my thing. And I now want to play professional rugby league. So yeah, Pretty much the same as what my two kids want to become.
Funny that.
Yeah, it's very funny. But, you know, so many of you out there had these dreams, whether it be like someone want to be a policeman, someone want to be an astronaut, maybe someone want to be a professional football player when they were a kid, you know, looking up to what they wanted to become when they were grown up. But all these things had this similar theme in common. Like, you wanted to be fit, to be a fireman, you wanted to be fit. Whether you would think that there's fat cops out there or not, you know, our view of a policeman as a child is fit, healthy, courageous. We can do things and we protect. And that's what, you know, a fireman, like, if you want to be an athlete or a sports star, you know, you're fit, you're healthy, you're energetic, you're strong. Now, all those things aren't fat, lazy, unenergized, and low in confidence, and staying inside our comfort zone. Like, that was not our aspiration. And you might be sitting there right now, and it's like, fuck, what happened? Because whether those dreams, okay, when you're a kid, or realistic or not, you didn't dream that you were going to be fat, okay? You didn't dream that you were going to be unenergetic and you were just going to constantly grind through every single day. You didn't dream that every time you looked in the mirror that you kind of loathed yourself a little bit going, oh, I wish I was as fit as I used to be. But that's exactly what we have control over. Maybe you don't have control whether you become a professional sports star at this point in time in your life. But you do have complete control over that part of the dream that was a fit and healthy version of you, right? When you actually dreamed of becoming whether it was a in courtroom lawyer, did you think you were going to be obese, Jace? Is that your visual picture of yourself? You got like 50 kilos overweight, just debating and arguing with people.
No, I didn't. I was in my head, even though I hadn't seen Suits, I was probably more of the Harvey Specter type. In my head, that was definitely the vibe. Even though I came last in my school's cross country when I was in like year 6 or year 5 or something, I kind of tried to do it on purpose. I tripped over at the first hurdle, like literally the first little like corner, on purpose so I'd have a reason to come last and go slow. But that was me. But it's like, I still didn't, even being like an overweight kid, that wasn't my vision for myself. Like, I didn't want to be that kid. Like, I didn't want to be that. At that point, I had no idea. But yeah, definitely more sharp. And I was hoping I would grow into my body.
And no, it worked. Yeah, exactly, mate. I think when we look at this, it's like, you have complete control over your health. And you know, I think we just have to honor that younger version of ourselves sometimes. So when we look at this, it's like currently we're in our current reality. We have past self, which had all these dreams that, you know, for some people have never been fulfilled. And then we look at future self, which is looking back at us today. And that person is still yet to be determined, okay? Because we're currently creating that future self right now. Now, future self could be one of two things. You could be fat as hell, unenergetic, could be dead. To be honest, depends on how, you know, what health complications that you're currently are facing because of the weight you're currently carrying. You could have even less mobility. You could have less energy to play with your kids or grandkids because future self, say 10 years down the track right from now, I'll be like 50 years old, right? My kids will be 19 and 17, 16. Like, I want to be running with them still, right? For me, I look at future self, okay, what do I need to be? Okay, to be the dad that I want to be to my children, I need to be doing this, this, and this. And this is how I think about it, right? Like, I look at future self and then like, fuck, if I put on like 20, 30 kilos over the next, and if I put on 10 to 15 over the last 10 years, I'm definitely going to do the same because my habits are the same. So I'll be 30 kilos overweight if that's what I'm current trajectory I'm on. It's like 30 kilos overweight. Will I be able to interact with my kids? Will I be a role model for them? Will I have energy to do the things that they want to do? Late teen kids, they're going to want to be out, about, and doing crazy fun stuff, right? Whether they're running, whether they're on motorbikes, whether they're sailing. If I'm 30 kilos of weight, I'm doing none of those things, okay? So I look at it, it's like, well, if I want to be best mates with my kids, essentially, so I can interact with my boys for as long as possible, I need to look towards my future self and prioritize my health today. And that's my motivation. My motivation isn't really today. Why not? Yeah, I want to be my healthiest version of myself today. But if I'm focusing on being my healthiest version of myself in 10 years from now, it automatically makes me the healthiest version of myself today. It's literally that simple. Now I go, 20 years, well, man, I'll have grandkids. Right, if I'm throwing the ball further down the lane another 10 years, like, man, like, what type of granddad do I want to be? And this is literally the thought pattern you sort of play with yourself. And like 20 years is a long time. And, you know, you go, okay, well, are my habits going to be in track for the next 10? What type of granddad do I want to be? And I look at this financially and relationship-wise and health-wise. You know, what activities and experiences do I want to come? But it's a massive motivator for me. But your current trajectory, you know, and I'm like, okay, so my current actions today, I want to honor that version of me because I want to honor them so I'm in line. And then my current actions today, I want to be like the kid, the younger version of me. Like, would they be proud of me? Would they be proud of the actions I'm currently like essentially embarking on, taking on the daily basis? And if I can look further, if I can be the role model that I wanted when I grew up and I can be the person that's doing the actions to make the best version of myself in 10 years, I think that's the motivation. Or are you just setting the future you up for failure? Are you setting like, oh, that's, you know, tomorrow Travis's problem. You know, he can deal with it. Like, and that's what we do. We go, oh, that's tomorrow Travis, whether you're having a massive night on the piss. That's, you know, Sunday Travis can look after the hangover and feel like absolute shit because we're stealing tomorrow's happiness today for today. And that's what we've talked about in the past as well. Right. So it's like, I think tomorrow's happiness is, you know, tomorrow's happening either way. Right. It literally, it will keep happening. It will keep happening. Yet we steal so much of, you know, whether we just get drunk and we steal one day of happiness, or we completely negate and become a victim of circumstance, blame, justify, make excuses for our health, and we steal years or even decades of happiness based on really shit quality health. Like, that's what we're stealing as well. Just because we don't draw a line in the sand and go, you know what, enough is enough, right? Like, cool, like winter comes. You have a winter every fucking year. Like, you don't need to get fat every year. You have summer every year, right? Like, your body doesn't have to go through these dramatic changes year on year out, like year on year. You know, you can be fit and healthy all year round, but you can only be fit and healthy all year round if you have it as part of your identity. I sent, before I pass it over to you, Jace, I sent Liv and her cousin a funny meme yesterday. It was like some dinosaur talking to another dinosaur. And essentially it was the fact that, you know, to get healthy and lose weight is really simple. You just have to eat right, okay, and work out 3 to 4 times a week. And the punchline was, for the rest of your life. And I was like, exactly. But that's the punchline. People are trying to do it for a finite period of time. So they're like, oh, I just have to do it for this next 16 weeks. Or I just have to do it for the next 28 days. And it's like, no, I can embark myself in a coaching program for 16 weeks or 26 weeks. But all that is you're embarking on this program to kickstart your healthy habits so you can keep them up for the rest of your life. Like, literally the rest of your life. You know, everyone needs to be doing, you know, 90 to 120 minutes minimum of cardiovascular work every single week for a healthy heart, healthy cardiovascular system. Everyone should be lifting at least 2 times, if not 3 times a week, just for like keeping muscle mass and optimizing your hormones. And like, mate, if a bookcase falls on you, you can push it off you. If you need the strength
always a bookcase,
to do it,
fucking, just always stop a bookcase. Having bookcases in your house.
I know, they just fall on top of you. You have to lift them off you whenever you can. Like, you want to eat healthy because you want to wake up feeling great. You don't want to be a slave to your emotions, right? Like, you want to control your emotions and not try and bend to every food whim that you want. Like, you're just essentially going, oh, look, there's a donut, I can't ever give up cravings. Oh, there's a beer, I have to have 10 beers when my mate's having beers. It's like, you're just playing with emotions constantly. So I think when we look at it, it's like, this is the rest of your life kind of thing. And that is the actual thing you have to get used to. Like, I've made a decision for future me that I am doing this for the rest of my life. And that means the version of you 10 years from now is still doing it. And it's easier for them because they've had 10 years under their belt of doing it consistently as well.
Mm, yeah, 100%. Like, building that consistency in who you are, and as Trav's saying, having a clear vision of who you want to be and how you want to be showing up. Like, I kind of think about it like, all right, well, the example that I'm setting is, if you've got sons or you've got daughters, doesn't matter. But it's like, what example am I going to be setting for my daughter to look for in a partner? And it's like, do I want, and like there was a almost an argument, not quite an argument, that I had with a guy on one of my posts. It was about, I think it was about alcohol. It's like, you don't have to have that many beers or something along those lines and how it affects you. And he was like, oh, nothing wrong with a couple of fucking beers. Like, you know, sorry, not all of us can be boring. I mean, perfect. I was like, well, first of all, if you think that not drinking beers every other night is boring, you got to fucking reassess your priorities, bro. Like, I don't care who you are. You've got to fucking reassess your priorities. Like, alcohol has become such a norm and such a standard in Australian men and Australian men's way of life. At least, like, it's changing for the younger generations. But, you know, 30 plus, 40 plus, when you're in this range, it tends to be the norm. Like, you have a couple of beers, you have a couple of bourbons, you have a couple of drinks, whatever. But you've got to understand the fucking impact that that has. And you've got to make, as Trav said before many times, you've got to draw a line in the sand and go, what do I deem acceptable? Like, what is, and there's a concept known as like above the line behaviors and below the line behaviors. And you've got to draw that line. You've got to go, what is above the line for me? What is positive? What is moving me forward? And for me personally, it's like, I would say fucking 90% of the year I don't drink. Not because that's like my choice to, oh, I've got to do, I can only drink this much. But it's like, I just don't feel the need to have to drink in order to either have fun or relax or any of that kind of stuff. That's what it was. It was about needing alcohol to relax. That was the video. And it was like, if you need the alcohol to relax, you're not actually solving the fucking problem of your relaxation. So, but you've got to have a defined set of criteria for you of like, this is me being a good example. And I stress saying, this is me being fit dad. This is me doing the right things and moving towards the kind of dad, granddad I want to be, the kind of partner I want my daughter to have, the kind of man I want my son to be. Like, you've got to know, you've got to really fucking ingrain in yourself that the things that you do are the things that your kids will mimic. As Trav's saying, he wanted to be a fucking fireman and a professional sportsman, football player. you can tell I played tennis, right? Not very sports poorly. But his kids are following in his footsteps unconsciously, right? He never told them, hey kids, by the way, I wanted to be a fucking fireman. He just sees who he is and that shit gets imprinted. You've got to know that if you decide to sit on your ass and drink a beer or help your wife with the dishes or take out the bins or do whatever it is, you've got to know that that's the kind of thing that you're imprinting on your kids. And when I think of that, I'm like, well, fuck me. It's a no-brainer for me to go take the shit out and to do that extra bit. Oh, yeah, I'm really tired and I want to sit down, but I still need to wipe down the high chair. I still need to fucking clean up the kitchen. So that's what I'm going to do, right? That's that, and that becomes the fundamental, because that's the kind of person I want my daughter to find, and I want that to, them to see that as the example. So you've got to really know what is the example I'm setting, but then you've got to define for yourself what is a good example and what isn't a good example, because we can really justify it by being like, oh, I've earned it, and you've got all these internal mental justifications as to why you're doing what you're doing or not doing it. Oh, it's cold, or you know, my ankle's a little bit sore today, so I'm not going to go for a run or whatever. It's like, cool, just go for a fucking walk. Your kids don't have that same internal justification. All they see is what you do. They don't have all of your little, oh, but I've got these reasons and those reasons why I'm not doing that. They don't fucking care, right? You tell a kid that you're going to go to the park later, and then, you know, fucking COVID breaks out and you're going into lockdown, and you tell them, oh, we can't go to the park. Well, why not? They don't understand, right? Or, you know, we're past thinking about lockdowns now. I don't want to bring any bad memories up for anyone. But, you know, it starts raining, or there's roadworks going on at the park and they're doing some fucking digging for holes and they can't. They don't understand that shit. They don't care about that. It's like, you just said we're going to go to the park and now we're not going to the park. That's like, that sucks, right? Dad said he was going to get fit and he didn't get fit. Dad said he was going to go for a run and he didn't go for a run. They don't need to know, oh, but my Achilles is playing up from when I was a kid. And, you know, oh, I do have a few things to get done for. It's like, they don't fucking have that. So all they see is what you do. So what you do has to be the example. They don't have the fucking excuses. They don't have the justifications. So you've got to stop justifying it. But you also need to, one, understand, all right, well, what are my good example behaviors and what is me being a good example? I think the problem for a lot of people is they think they've got to do it all fucking perfectly. And if they don't do it perfectly, why bother? It's like, I want to just drill this into everyone. And I want you to potentially re-listen to this podcast again and again if you need to, because I'm sick of having the same conversations, is you don't have to do this shit perfectly. You've just got to take a fucking step in the right direction. If you can't do your full fucking training program and hit the gym 3 times a week and do your cardio, go for a 5-minute walk every day. If that's what you've got capacity to do, Awesome. You fucking do that. And then we scale that up from a 5-minute walk to a 10-minute walk. Oh my God, only 5 more minutes? Yeah. Guess what? You've just doubled your output for the week. Huge, right? That's a big change. If all you've got the capacity to do is track your food, and guess what? We've all got that capacity. Anyone who tells me they haven't got time or they haven't got the capacity to track their food is a complete bullshit artist. And they are, you know, there's a difference between I choose not to or I don't want to, and oh, I don't have time. You've got the time while you're fucking eating, while you're chewing, right? If you don't put the fork down between mouthfuls, you should. Put your fork and knife down between mouthfuls. Chew 15, 20 times. Let your body feel when it's full rather than shoveling the shit in, having 2 fucking burgers in, like, one in each hand as you're driving with your knees down the freeway to shove it in between job sites or whatever. Like, that's half the reason people get fat. They overeat, they overindulge because they eat too quickly, because they're just fucking rushing through life. So you've got the time to do it. You've either got the inclination to want to do it and to confront the potentially uncomfortable feelings of hunger and, you know, the fact that, oh, fuck, oh, this is hard, right? To confront those things and say, all right, well, I'm going to do this hard thing or I'm not, or I'm going to bitch out. You've got that conversation to have with yourself. So make sure that when you are embarking on this journey, you're not trying to perfect it. You're just trying to do what you can. And you can all at fucking least track your food and make sure you're just not overeating. Like, it doesn't have to be this big project that you go on to start with. It might be a couple of small changes, but you've got to know that those changes are enough, and you've got to know that what you are doing is enough. And if you know, and if you're confused about that or you don't know, comment below. Just be like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Do you reckon this is enough? And if you're not tracking your intake in some capacity, I would say it's probably not enough. But as long as you're doing that and you're trying to get some more movement in and you're tracking your weight and you're seeing where you progress, fuck yeah, that'll be enough. That'll be all you need to at least get the momentum rolling, and then you can iterate from there rather than trying to make this perfect plan, trying to stick to it and then getting unmotivated because, oh, the perfect plan was really hard to stick to. Well, no shit. You tried to, you never went to the gym and now you're trying to go to the gym 4 days a week. That's a fucking recipe for disaster. The recipe for you to stop, to fail, to think about all the other times that you've stopped and failed and then go, oh, fuck this, it's too hard, because you set the bar way too high from the get-go. So just start getting something in. Like, give yourself a kick up the ass and go, no, I'm bigger than this. I'm better than this. I can start with something. It doesn't matter what I start with. I don't care what all the fucking TikTok guys are doing, 3-hour long workouts and whatever. It's like they get paid to film that content and do that shit. You don't have to fucking listen to them. You just got to go from where you are up 5%, right? Where you are up 5%. It's like the stock market. Stop waiting for something to go up 1,000, 10 million percent like it's crypto or some shit, and go, cool, if you can take a 5% gain, take a 5% gain. Everyone's waiting for, like, oh, where's the pill that's going to turn me into fucking Chris Hemsworth? Not coming, right? It's not coming unless you're an insider, unless you're that dude who pays like $1 million a year to anti-age himself, whatever his name is, Brian Adam, yeah, or Brian, whatever his name is, dude looks a little bit creepy. But hey, good on him for committing to the process, right? He's got a lot of commitment. But if that's you, you've got to be aware of that, and you've got to know, all right, if I'm trending towards trying to be perfect with everything, I've got to fucking scale it back a little bit, and I've got to know that the steps that I'm doing are enough. That was my rant.
Exactly, mate. Oh, mate, I love it. I think, you know, there's a couple of things to unpack in there. One was, you know, yeah. the alcohol.
That's a big package.
I think alcohol, again, I'm not anti-alcohol. I definitely am not. I don't drink really myself. I could probably count the amount of drinks I'll have this year on one hand. And they'll be just when we're out at dinner randomly on a date night with Liv. It's like, hey, I'll have a glass of wine with you tonight. Yeah. But it's only because I look at it as like, do I feel the best version of me the next day after I drink? The answer is no. Okay. Am I the most alert and cognitively on point person at work for the next couple of days? The answer is no. And I'm like, so if I'm not going to be my best self and I don't want to feel, and I'm not feeling my best self, then for me, the toss up factor, like drinking that glass of wine or, you know, even getting drunk, the amount of joy that it gives me is like zero. And the amount of joy it takes away from me the next couple of days is quite large. So I'm like, for me, it's as simple as that. Now, if we look at the other, and so if you want to have a drink, like have a drink, but you shouldn't be drinking every single day. Like the negatives outweigh the positives massively. If you look at any study, but if we're talking about mental health, and mental health in Australia, alcohol is a depressant. Okay, so and I see this so often as well, because like it's a coping mechanism, alcohol as well, right? So it blunts our emotions. But so many men I've talked to in the past and currently, I try and talk, they're like, I'm currently suffering some form of depression or anxiety. Like, how often do you drink? And they're like, I have 2 to 4 drinks every single day. I'm like, alcohol worsens depression. It like the, all the studies are out there. It is a depressant itself. It puts you down. Yes, it will blunt your emotions slightly, but it is a depressant, so it does not make things better, right? Like, it makes it worse. So if you're currently out there, suffering from, any type of mild depression, I would probably like look at alcohol as not on the agenda of things that you do. And one of the strongest antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications out there is fitness, right? There was a study of the University of South Australia that came out. I think it's 1.5 times more greater than one of the antidepressants out there is actually just going out there and doing some cardiovascular exercise. So if we should look at anything, is if you're suffering at all, you need to be a part of a network of people who, one, don't drink, because it's not helping your current circumstance. And again, this is me not, I'm not trying to go out there and say, don't drink, guys. Like, that's not it. But I'm saying if you currently suffer from some form of anxiety or some form of depression, drinking is not bettering the cause, right? It's actually making it worse. And fitness will 100%, like 100%, help the cause. So, like, you want to be around, and then, okay, so what does that mean? Well, I want to be around an environment of people who do fit and healthy things, because then I'm more likely to become fit and healthy. So you need to plant yourself in a new environment, which then forces the activity that you're trying to develop inside yourself, and then you will do it more often, which means you'll feel even better. Or you can plant yourself in an environment where people drink more often, then you'll drink even more because that is the norm. And you're just trying to put a temporary band-aid over that, feeling that you get that you have to keep putting the band-aid every single day, which is alcohol. So guys, like I said, not
So, yeah, not
anti-alcohol, not
anti-alcohol,
pro-alcohol.
anti-coping.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing.
Could be drugs, could be porn, could be anything.
Anything. I'm 100% with you on that. That's a great way to put it, Jace. Like, I'm anti-coping. Like, if you're bleeding out, you don't put a band-aid over it. You want to actually fix it. You want to get in there, stop the root cause of the problem, and like, you just need to, fix it head on and go forth. And I think that is the biggest thing that I look at with it. But that's a lot of people's problems, right? They're constantly coping, but they also make excuses for why they're doing it. So I think that's one thing. I think for us, with the motivation coming into winter, so we sort of went through those two big things just then, guys, because we like I find like people drink more in winter, like they do. So where's the studies? Well, we will look for the studies for you if you ask us.
You're not on here because you're looking for scientific studies. You're not going through fucking PubMed IDs, let's be honest.
Exactly. So, but if we look at it, like when I look at the guys who track, they are drinking more because I've looked at a lot of people's tracking over a lot of years. And they're actually drinking more in winter because they're at home more. They're out less. So they just are. So we need to have, and they're definitely eating more. We know that as well. So I think you need to be strong with your identity, strong with your fit dad identity. What does fit dad do? And it might have to like reaffirm this and write down what does fit dad do in winter, right? Because there's new excuses. And there's more excuses. Maybe you embarked on this fit dad journey and it was January and it's hot outside, there's salads, like you don't want to eat as much because you're sweating your balls off. Like it's just hot as hell out there. So you generally aren't going to eat as much when it's hot. And it's easier to exercise with daylight savings. Unfortunately, you don't have that over there in the West, do you there,
No, we are we're backwards, so behind the times. I don't know. Something to do with the farmers, I think. I have no idea.
Jason? But the sun is up more in the East.
You got a lot more daylight. Yeah, you got plenty of daylight when your daughter wakes you up at 4:45. It's good.
This is very true. This is very true. But honestly, like it's easier exercise in the summer because you do have more daylight, just in general. So you're less tired. That's why people are actually more tired in winter. You know, they feel better in winter. You know, Northern Hemisphere, that's obviously seasonal onset depression happens because it's just darker more often. Like, guys, summer is the best time. It's the easiest time to start. And if you haven't done a winter as a fit dad, you're like, okay, I need to look at the possible obstacles that I'm about to face and how am I going to overcome these obstacles? Well, what are the obstacles that you're going to face? Maybe you're running. It's raining outside. Guess what? Your fucking skin's waterproof. Like, go for a run. Like, that's okay. Or
clothes can be dried.
Exactly. Clothes can be dried. You have a dryer. But you're like, oh, I don't like to run in the rain. It makes me feel like I'm having a shower. Okay. Well, then you go and get a gym membership or buy a treadmill. You can buy a treadmill, put it on, you know, $20 a week and pay it off over the next year. And you've got yourself a treadmill in the house. And then there's even less excuses for you to do
probably find one for $100 on Marketplace, to be honest.
Oh, 100%, mate.
In winter, like, don't be the guy who sells your treadmill. Dust it off and use it. You've got plenty of people that are going to be selling their equipment come the colder months. Because they'll be like, oh, 100%. I'm giving up on my fucking health and fitness now. It's too hard.
Dude, 100%, man. Like, so, but like, you need to foresee these obstacles before they happen. Okay, well, maybe you're running and that's an excuse. Okay, well, we'll overcome this excuse with a treadmill. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the meals have to change in rotation of what you're going to do because you need more hearty meals. So maybe it's more chilies. It is more stews, but leaner cuts. Like a lean silver side is really good.
We did a video on that. Fit Dad's Club. Check it out.
There you go. Check it out. Like we've switched a silver side back into our rotation as of this week because it's a lean cut. I get a lot of meat and it's tasty as hell and it's easy to make. So I think it's looking at it, it's like we have a chili once a week because that's, again, lower in calories, tastes great. And it's cheap as well. So I think it's like
cost of living, guys. It's important.
Cost of livings. Exactly. So I think it's looking at these things and then we end up weighing it out with a steak here or there and you're like, oh Jesus.
I get my steaks on sale.
So I think if we look at this, man, like, you know, you have to look at, well, what's my new weekly rotation going to be for my dinners? What's my new go-to going to be for lunch? Maybe we're having like sashimi, or maybe we're having like a salad you were taking to work, or a wrap. It's like, maybe you want something more hearty. So maybe like make a big shepherd's pie and just, you know, cut that into 6 slices or 5 slices and you've got that for your week. But I think you have to be prepared. What's going to keep me full and warm in winter whilst doing a calorie deficit, if that's what I'm looking for, to lose weight? These meals are my go-to lunches. These are my go-to dinners. This is my go-to snack. Make yourself a chicken soup. Like, you know, have you done a chicken soup lately on the Fit Dad's Club?
I feel like I don't know if I have. I make chicken soup constantly, though. If you want the Cliff's Notes on it, buy a whole chicken, whole raw chicken. It's like $6 you can get them from Woolworths. You can either get the cooked ones, which are a little bit smaller, or you get your own one. You cut it up. You put it in a pot with water and vegetables. You boil it for like 4 hours, make your stock, and then take the chicken, shred it up, cut up some new veggies, cook the chicken, pop the shredded chicken back into the stock, season it, and you've got chicken soup with the veggies, and then you add some noodles or whatever else you can. Boom, done. Like, I actually might do that. Coming into winter, dude, chicken soup's going to be the next one. Check out the Fit Dad Club Instagram.
But like, honestly, guys, like, Liv loves a good chicken soup, and then she'll make stock out of it as well. And like, mate, like, it tastes so good.
Me and Liv have to do a culinary episode where we just go back and 100% forth.
100% go back and forth. But 100%. But then like for me, like, oh, like she'll add noodles into mine if I need some more carbohydrates. So you can even just chuck some 2 minute noodles in there.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. I get a bag of like AM or whatever, one of those Asian brands, just like a noodle cake. And I just pop that in there. And this is kind of an aside, but in terms of fullness, there was a study done between people eating an apple, drinking apple juice, or drinking apple juice through a spoon, like it's a soup. And they measured their perceived level of fullness after having it. And the people who ate the soup style, like the apple juice of the soup, even though it has less fiber, it's, you know, less chewing and all that kind of stuff than the apple, they felt the most full because of the time it takes you to eat it. Then the body understands it and gets it. So people who say, oh, soup's not filling, it's like, yeah, if you just get a bowl and go and fucking chug it down, yeah, it's not going to be. But if you eat it properly and you take your time with it, it's like whenever we have it, it's a lower calorie dinner. They're super fucking filling. Super, super filling. I might do a soup series coming into winter, do some like like a gazpacho, or like a, let's get some tomato, get a cold, not a gazpacho because that's a fucking cold one. But like I'll do a bunch of different soups and different recipes and that kind of shit for coming into winter, because, you know, most of the volume is going to be like stock and seasoning and water, which is super filling. It's got some nutrients in it. You get your chunks of meat in there, chunks of veg. It's one of the best bases, right? And if you want carbs, you can add a bread roll, you can add, but it's like coming into winter, we've got so many options for high volume, low calorie meals. You've just got to know where to look for them as well.
I completely agree. So I think, but that's a massive obstacle. Okay. So if looking at fit dad, fat dad, like this is a massive obstacle. It's like you want to lean on slow cookers, winter's best friend. So it's like, you know, you should be slow cooking more. You should be like doing more soups. Like, you know, that's what we want in winter, because you're going to get home. The aroma is going to be through the house. You're going to feel fantastic. I feel like having something like that tonight, but tonight's steak night for us. So it's okay.
Tomorrow night.
But like if you think about it, guys, like you pick your six recipes and that's what you go to. You understand what's my roadblocks as far as understanding my fitness. Well, I need to buy a treadmill. You have to get a gym membership, like, because you've been working at home, but now you need a gym membership because of some specific reason that you've made up. And then maybe like you have to go, I need a different type of motivation. So maybe I need a coach, or I need a different training program because it's winter. Maybe you've been training outdoors in the park and you don't have a gym at home. So yeah, you do need to maybe get a gym membership, but you want to look at the possible obstacles. And it's like, well, what would Fit Dad do? And it's like, just ask yourself that. What would Fit Dad do? You have every single answer inside your head right now. Because if you're at lunchtime at a luncheon with some work colleagues and you got all these different foods out, it's like, well, what would Fit Dad eat? And then you go, okay, well, he'd probably eat the leaner option. You'd probably say no to the bread because he's not exactly sure how to track that, maybe based on his nutrition IQ right now. Maybe he would say, I'll have a soda water rather than the beer right now. Maybe he will go for a walk after lunch just to get a couple of steps in and help digestion and increase his energy levels, because motion creates emotion. So it's like would Fit Dad press snooze? Oh, it's dark outside in the morning instead of being light outside, so it's harder to wake up. What would Fit Dad do? Get the fuck up and go and train, mate, right? Like, it's okay. Like, get up and go and train. So you can ask yourself this question, like, what would Fit Dad do? And you're going to have the answers. So that the motivation is not typically a motivation. It's more like, what are the obstacles? How do I remove these obstacles so I don't have to rely on motivation for it, and I can just keep fucking plowing forward to getting my results?
Yeah, man, 100%. I think that fundamentally for me, it comes down to that. It's like, you've got to make these things black and white. We talked about keeping it simple a couple of weeks ago, but you've just got to have that decision point of like, am I choosing to be the fat dad? Am I choosing to be the fit dad? What is Fit Dad going to do? What are the benefits of being fit dad? Why do I need to be the fit dad? Coming back to, do I want to be this kind of dad when my kids grow up? Do I want to be this kind of granddad? Do I want to be this role model? Do I want my kids to either be or date someone like me? Like, is that the example that I want to set? Like, you've got to have those kind of things in your mind. So just be aware of what example you're setting, and you're setting it with your actions, not with your internal justifications, because they don't understand that shit. And be aware of your coping. Be aware that coming in, I think the biggest thing is, be aware that there's going to be challenges and it's going to be hard. Like, it's not going to be fucking easy breezy. It wasn't for Trav. It wasn't for me. It's not going to be for you, but you've got to know that that's coming so you can anticipate and you can push through. It's like, if anyone's ever been at a beach, right? Trav, beaches are these things where the sand meets the ocean and people willingly go in because it's nice and refreshing. So he doesn't know it. I don't know. Does he have any beaches?
No. Yeah, there is one down. It's like one. Just very cold. Yeah. I look at Antarctica.
facing the South Pole. Like when you are at the beach and like, you know, fairly big waves, if you're facing away from the ocean and you get hit by a wave, you get like slapped in the back, you fucking fall over or like you're like, whoa, holy shit. Like, you don't know what's there. But if you're facing it and you can brace and you can like take it and you know it's coming, then it becomes a lot easier to go out into the ocean and you don't get knocked around as much because you can see what's coming, you can anticipate and you can prepare for it. It's the same thing with this journey. You've got to look forward, you've got to brace, you've got to know, hey, there are going to be some waves coming. If I turn around or I'm just like slack and loose, then I'm going to get knocked over. So you've got to be strong enough to resist the tide, strong enough to resist the waves by anticipating that they're going to come, tensing, moving forward, breaking through them and keeping on going till you can get out to the nice calm waters of fitness. And then then you're running, you know, 5 minute kilometers and it's easy, you know, pizza piss. That's my next goal.
So easy.
After 5:30.
But But guys, that is the podcast for today. If you want more help to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be, go to fit-dad.club. That's fit-dad.club. And we can have a call, talk to you about where you are, show you the roadblocks, but also how to overcome the roadblocks. See if we're a good fit to work together as a team to help you get your best results. You can rate the podcast, review the podcast, comment on the podcast, you know, ask questions that you want us to do a podcast on. Let's do that as well, guys. I want to see more questions coming out there for us to help you get the best results in 2024. But other than that is us for another week, guys. So you guys have a great week and we will talk to you next week.
Peace out.